So it's that time now to bid farewell. Thank you for listening to our edition for July the 25th, 2025 of Update Talking New Stoke and North Staffordshire for those blind and visually impaired and for those who struggle with printed word. I hope you've enjoyed our latest edition. Updates available via the USB pouch and podcast service and on Alexa, Google, and it also has content that appears at updatestoke.org, and it's on the Wireless for the Blind Talking Newspaper app in your app store. Now, that's going to be available for about 8 or 9 months, and then that might cease, but we'll give you some more information about that nearer to the time. It's okay for now. Please try and get your pouches back to us by, I would say, the 3rd of August, 3rd to 5th of August, if you would like to have the edition sent out to you. If you don't receive a pouch after the stated time, you can always get in touch with us and let us know of any delays. Staffordshire Sight Loss post online links on their Facebook and Twitter pages. They also are available to contact and offer a whole host of services, including a drop-in on Tuesdays, and they have lots of get-togethers and all sorts of things, and can also offer living with sight loss courses and a lot more things. You can call, text or WhatsApp, and their number is 07 9313 27018. You can get in touch via their social media pages also by searching for Staffordshire Sight Loss on Facebook or at Sight Loss Staffs on X, formerly Twitter. Now, if you would like help in accessing content online or via an app on your smartphone, then please do get in touch and we can guide you through it. Phone number is 07500 870 689. If you have any issues whatsoever with your sticks or players, please do get in touch and we will do our best to rectify any issues. Also, if you need any help or a referral into another service, get in touch with us as well. And also, if you've got any feedback, ideas or suggestions, they are always welcome. And you can call us or you can email updatetnstoke@gmail.com. We are asking anyone who can afford to make a donation or contribution to please do so. If you want to play replacing or you're switching to another service, we do ask that you make a contribution of £25 or more. We also ask that if you're thinking of leaving some money in a will, and Update has been of great comfort to you over the years, then please do think of us. We really do appreciate any donations given. They're invaluable right now and help the service continue. We are supported by the National Lottery Awards for All, and they do a fabulous job in helping us to do what we do, but a little extra money does go a little bit further. If you'd like to request a poem or feature or audiobook that you'd like to hear, please do get in touch. Many thanks to Aggie for all her hard work compiling news stories, to Uta for her snippets, to Liz, Cliff and Teresa for reading this week, for Jean for doing poems for you, also for John for doing the sport, and to Teresa also for getting the pouches out to you, and to all our trustees and volunteers who continue to make such an important contribution. Try and do whatever you can to stay healthy and safe this summer, and keep your mind, body and spirit active as much as you possibly can. Be aware of scams, which I told you about at the beginning, and also if you feel a bit low, then reach out to somebody to try to pick you up a little bit and maybe go for a walk, a chat and a coffee. Always helps me anyway, so I'm sure it would help you too. And I hope that whatever you do makes you happy. From myself and the whole of the Update team, I'm Tim Calvert. Take good care of yourself, and until the next edition on August the 8th, bye for now. Keep listening. We've got 3 editions of the In Touch programme from BBC Radio 4 and Peter White to end on, so keep listening out for those, and talk soon. Bye-bye.